Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, and welcome to your Monday, I know it kind of sucks, edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Smucker. Come on, we got to smile. Let's smile. Come on, the week's starting. I know we're sitting here thinking about what a great weekend it was, and we can do it again. Just get through the week, and we'll be back at next weekend. Time to get you caught up with the best technology news that did happen over the weekend. It is the 18th of July, 2016. It'll all be coming your way right now in around 5 minutes. Well, this is something that's taking freaking forever to get going, but finally, we got a couple of Chromebooks that are ready to test some Android apps on the platform. Now, you might remember 2 months ago, Google confirmed that the Play Store and Android apps are coming to Chrome OS. And finally, we've got support that's coming to the Acer Chromebook R11 and also the Chromebook Pixel. Those have finally joined up with the Asus Chromebook Flip. Now, if you think support's coming tomorrow, no, unfortunately. In order to take advantage of this right now, you're going to have to switch your devices to the Dev Channel. Yes, development channel. As for you and I, yes, the normal people out there that don't know how to code for crap, the rollout's going to be coming later this year. And thanks for getting our hopes up on a Monday, Google, and then letting us down. ATMs, yes, they're kind of a pain in the butt every time you got to go there. Oh, yeah, what's my password? Oh, did I forget my card? You know, all of these scenarios always seem to come up when you're in front of an ATM, don't they? Then, of course, unless you've got an iPhone. Seems that cardless cash withdrawals are coming to a lot more ATMs very, very soon. Finance technology company Fidelity Information Services and ATM provider Payment Alliance International says they're going to be bringing Apple's Touch ID to about 70,000 ATMs across the U.S. of A. And how this will work, instead of putting that card in the ATM and doing all your number thingy there, it's going to let customers to withdraw from their phone through the app by making a withdrawal online. Then you're going to use a QR code to retrieve your cash after that. And of course, all of this will be authenticated that it really is you by using the Touch ID to confirm the withdrawal and retrieve your money. Now, this is really the first step forward we've been hearing about ATM withdrawals from your phone, although JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America said, they'd be doing it, but in the coming years. We could be seeing it with ATM provider Payment Alliance sometime probably this year. So much is tied to our phone nowadays. Best we don't lose it now, isn't it? Yeah. Apparently, SoftBank woke up this morning, looked at their ATM, and went, damn, we got $32 million in here. Let's buy something. And when they put their heads together, what do they think? What are we going to buy? Well, they're going to buy ARM. Yep, that's right. Japan SoftBank is going to acquire UK design chip company ARM. SoftBank is hoping by spending this buttload of cash, they're going to cash in themselves on the growing demand for processors and other technology for the Internet of Things and mobile markets. Now, of course, the main reason for SoftBank with the acquisition of ARM, it would place the company in a market where it would be an upstream supplier to some of the biggest names in the tech industry. Now, just so you know, this is actually coming hot off the wire here for your BTN News, so expect a formal announcement later today. All should go well, unless the check bounces. And finally, how often do you watch NASA TV? Yeah, sometimes it's kind of cool what they got going on there. Sometimes you see some satellites, you see some stars, you see some UFOs, and say, what? Yes, that's right. Apparently some people are fussing over this new video that apparently shows what they think is a UFO from NASA's cameras. Well, this all happened during a live stream event for the International Space Station, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a small white dot can be seen entering the frame and then hurtling its way towards Earth. As you grew more and more suspense with the video, it got closer and closer and closer, and then all of a sudden NASA just cut that live stream. So naturally, when the stream went down, all these conspiracy theorists out there, they're saying, oh wow, what's NASA hiding? Now, to be fair, we don't really know what it is, but looking at the frame by frame by frame of the video that did make it online, it looks like a freaking blob of something. I'm not gonna call it a UFO myself. Could be freaking anything. Could be a damn dust particle.
But there's no dust in space.
Well, maybe there's space dust. Who the hell knows? But why did the video signal get cut all abruptly? Well, NASA said it's not exactly in charge of that signal, so they don't know why it went away. Unfortunately, with that kind of announcement from NASA, we all know that this alien overload theory is not going away anytime soon. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is the place for all the BTN shows. And while you're over there, you can check out our blog too. And heck, you best be getting your Bash tickets ordered. That's what you really need to be over there for right now. BTN Bash, of course, is on July 23rd. Get your tickets right now. Fun day had for all for the entire family. Also, follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with the BTN community at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your Tuesday installment. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to have a good old Monday. And thank you very much for listening.